This Stanley Cup playoff picks edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x. NBA, golf, MLB, MMA, NHL, and more. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. Plus, the NFL draft is coming up, and old-fashioned football is giving away some autographed NFL merch. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFF contest to enter today. And we're also giving away $200 cash in our NBA playoff round one prop contest. Sign up link is in our NBA channel on our Discord.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Fucking shine box.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, second the money green, with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kram?
Dog. Really hope there's a team from Winnipeg on the show today. I'm rocking the Blue Bombers shirt.
Ryan is
only Canadian shirt I could find in my closet. My Argonaut shirt was stolen by one of my daughters, so I'm down to one.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Flyers didn't make it into the playoffs. I don't know who I'm going to end up rooting for. Again, we don't know a ton about hockey, Ryan. Thankfully, we got some experts.
I was a huge fan between the years of like 89 and 99 Devils.
Okay.
Huge New Jersey Devils fan.
Nice run there.
Yeah. You want to talk Scott Stevens, Marty Brodeur. I mean, like Scott Gomez for front end of his
like
career.
My hockey knowledge peaks at like NHL 94. Like I could name
the wraparound goal.
Yeah. I mean, Jeremy
Rob
Roenick,
Niedermayer.
Yeah. Steve Chelios. I could,
friend of the program, Jeremy.
Oh Roenick. Yeah. Jeremy Roenick's great. Ed Belfour. I remember all these random ass players in NHL 94.
Patrick Waugh. Remember, it wasn't Roy. Yeah. It was Waugh. That's how you.
That's like that was later first, on though. That was like Avalanche.
That was my first introduction into the Canadian, the soft R.
Yeah,
Waugh.
So
Mike Richter. I can play this game all day.
No. So again,
listen, I watched hockey when we used to scream at Rangers fans. 1940, like that was my childhood, and then 94 happened, and then I, you know, slowly lost the love of the sport. 1940, it was fun. We just relentlessly screamed it. Like nowadays, like we were basically Colby. Colby at the Rose Bowl was just everyone at a Devils game who was a Devils fan screaming at the definitely more Rangers fans that were at the game.
Ryan, we are going to be joined by a guest who knows some puck here in just a second. But before we do, of course, shout out to Game Time. Maybe we want to check out some NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs. Great time to, playoff environment for hockey, for basketball. You can't beat it. We also got MLB. Perfect time to, you know, hang out. Go to the ballpark, gametime.co. Use the promo code SGPN, get you $20 off. It is your go-to app for last minute tickets, lowest price, zone deals, flash deals. The last minute deals, you get rewarded for procrastinating over on Game Time. You can save up to 60% buying last minute sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. Again, get it all over at gametime.co or download the Game Time app. Use the promo code SGPN. Joining us on the line from the Hockey Gambling Podcast, Mr. Ryan Gilbert. Gilbert, what's happening, man?
Not too much. I was doing pretty good over here, and until you guys were just butchering some of those names, Steve Chelios and just Kramer going through all these Devils villains from my childhood.
I did pronounce them correctly, though.
I probably butchered a lot of the names, but again, like I said, my peak NHL 94. Was my hockey knowledge, but that's why we bring you on from the Hockey Gambling Podcast.
Well, I think Ryan's a little younger than us. So basically the Devils were the boogeyman, because they not only were they winning, but they were breaking hockey, destroying it at its fabric. Boring. I mean, when I look back, it really did suck what the Devils did. They really found they exploited an edge, and it would be like taking the triple option back to modern football, and it worked.
Yeah,
it would annoy the shit out of everyone.
Yeah, it just
except for Colby.
It was a style of game that wasn't super exciting, but again, we've gotten rid of the Devils. They're not in in the NHL playoffs, at least from not what
good.
I can see.
Well, they're not really that good anymore.
No, Gilbert. I get what's awesome about the NHL playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs here, is that I wouldn't say anyone can win, but very wide open tournament, which is always exciting. What do you think? What is it about the Stanley Cup playoffs that make it better? I always see the hockey gambling podcast guys chirping on Twitter. Our sport's better than yours. I do think the playoffs for hockey is really what separates it. Makes
first round NHL playoffs. Yeah, it's up there with a whole bunch of other random drive-by sports, right?
At hockey SGPN on Twitter. I enjoy the trash talking of other sports, but what is it about the Stanley Cup playoffs in particular, you think that really puts it above the other sports?
Yeah, I mean, it's the best time of the year, and as you said, we can see any team make a run. We saw the Flyers back in 2010 get in on the last day and make it all the way to the Cup final. We saw the Panthers last year make it to the Cup final. It's just there's so much like parity in the league. It's not like football or basketball where the Celtics I think are like plus 200 to win it all. I mean, even like the biggest favorites are plus 800, plus 700. So anything can happen. It's very, very volatile. There's luck involved. A goalie can get hot. A team can get hot, and that's what makes it great. And that's what, you know, makes it the best playoffs in sports, the best trophy in sports. So yeah, this is the best time of year for a sports fan, I think, even if you're just a casual fan. You got NBA, NHL playoffs, you got NFL draft, you got Masters just happened, you got the Derby coming up, you got everything going on.
No, it really is. It really is a sweet spot. And
no contest on the trophy being the best.
Oh yeah.
I mean, even as a football guy,
I mean, you can drink out of it. They really need to make the Super Bowl trophy drinkable. and you know, Lord Stanley, they bring it around. They have that guy guarding the cup. There's always the legends of the parties this cup goes to.
Everyone gets a night with it. That's very unique to hockey. You imagine trying to give that premise to the NBA. Like, why would I want to do that? Why would I want to hang out with this trophy? What do you mean? You want to hang out with the trophy? Not only can you drink out of it, they encourage it.
Yeah.
I mean, after what Ovechkin did a couple of years ago, everything is tame. Everything is tame compared to what that man did with the cup.
Well, it was built up. The pressure of that night for so many years, they finally popped. Highlight for me, at least on hockey social media, was that video that went viral of the Florida Panthers mascot, which appears to be some sort of rat. And there was a woman just like grinding very sexually on against this rat, and was like bent over and like, yeah, you like that.
She's
mascot.
A hockey fan.
It was the most Florida hockey video, I think. Like if you put Florida hockey video in an AI generated video, it would be this woman dancing against this rat. Oh, and we got this youtube.com/sportsgambling podcast. The rat is like,
now, how do you even describe it?
Yeah, like when the rat's staring at her ass, that's a very, it's so funny because the expression on the mascot's face, because it's like built in. He's pointing at her ass. You see this?
It's also funny because she just kept going back to her finishing move.
Oh, yeah.
Like you could tell she's only got one. Like that's her most confident move.
Now, Ryan, this is for the Florida Panthers, right? Why is their mascot some sort of rat?
Yeah, I think it started back in the 90s with their first run, playoff run. Just they throw plastic rats on the ice.
Oh, you're right.
Wins.
Yeah.
So the victory rat. And also the Panthers 2 years ago had the incident with Kodak Black in like a suite where it looked like he was having some intercourse, but he was just dancing apparently.
Oh man, I forgot about it.
Listen, I went to college.
Hockey is so bad.
I went to college. It's a real fine line sometimes between intercourse and dancing. So I get it.
He's one of those guys who will get penetration.
Just no juju stuff, right? Yeah. Just keep it off the lens.
All right. Enough messing around, Gilbert. And of course, you guys are breaking down all the series, getting you ready for the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs over on the Hockey Gambling Podcast. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. Perfect time to hop in, but we're going to do we're going to cruise by, see what some of the favorite bets are Puck drops tomorrow, aka Saturday, depending on when you're listening to this. We got a couple games: Islanders, Hurricanes, Leafs, Bruins. What's your favorite play for the Saturday slate, Gilbert?
Yeah, it's kind of, I like both favorites in the Saturday game. I mean, I like the Canes to win the series and win game one. You can parlay that together. I think that's around -150. Yeah, no, -135 for that even. They're much better team, but just for Saturday would be the Boston Bruins around -125, 130 against the Leafs. Classic matchup here. Once again, in the playoffs, Boston has won the past 7 matchups, including 2 in March by the final score of 4-1. So I think the Leafs are going into this playoffs on a 4-game losing streak. They don't know who they're starting in net. They got a bunch of injuries, guys coming back. So typical Toronto. It's the regular season was great, but the playoffs are coming and they are scared.
Yeah. Now the Leafs won a series last year, kind of got the monkey off the back a little bit, right? But it still feels like there's a stigma around the Leafs and the playoffs.
It's a strong playoff system.
Yeah, the Leafs, it's every year they're like, okay, regular season doesn't matter. Austin Matthews didn't hit 70 goals. He finished on 69 there the other night. So
nice.
It's all about the playoffs now. And they don't have a Talon on the Hockey Garden podcast. He's gone into it. His heart's fully into it, but I don't know. It should be a good series. I do like that series to go 7 games. It's went 7 games each of the past 2 times they met. So I think you can get that around +200. It should be a long series. Should be pretty back and forth.
So what do we like? Bruins money line or puck line there at -125? Or sorry, money line at -125 for the for game one, right?
Yeah, I take the money line there at -125. Puck line might be a play. You get that up to close to +195.
Yeah.
Yeah, this should be a close game. Boston does play a lot of close, low scoring games, but I think they should be able to get it done on home ice.
I was thinking, do we just potentially just fade all the Southern teams? I saw that was being there's some of that being kicked around the Discord, but in this one, the Southern team would be the Bruins. I think I haven't actually pulled the map up, but
yeah, I think it might actually be close because Toronto dips down there. Let's get some longitude.
I got it right here. I'm looking.
All right. While you're doing that, Ryan, we got 4 game slate on Sunday. Lightning against the aforementioned Panthers, Caps, Rangers.
Boston's further south.
Oh, it is.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Avalanche, Jets, Predators, Canucks. All relatively close here on the money line, with the noted exception of the Caps, who snuck into the playoffs with their empty netter against the Flyers there, unfortunately. What's your take on Sunday's action? Any dogs we like? What's a solid play for Sunday?
Sunday, I'm going with Rangers big favorite here, but I'm not taking them on the money line. I'm taking them on the puck line there. I think it's around +115 or so. I'm not exactly sure.
I'm seeing -1.5, +120 for the Rangers at home. Against the Capitals. Capitals coming in one of the worst goal differentials of all time for an NHL playoff team.
Even crossed my radar. Like this is the full on Vikings.
Part of me wants to say fade this team, but then again, it being the Stanley Cup playoffs, a team that has no business being there is the one you could be scared of. I like Rangers in the first game, but do you think Caps have any sort of chance moving on in this series?
I do actually. And this is one of the series where I feel like I'm going against the grain. I like the Capitals +340. There's also an option to take the Rangers to win game one and Capitals to win the series.
I love these markets
at 9-1 there. That's worth a long shot. Throw a sprinkle on that, a free bet there.
Yes, because sir.
Remember last year, the Rangers were playing the Devils. They won the first 2 games 5-1. They went to New Jersey. Everyone was confident. The Devils came back and won that series in 7 games. So watch out for the Capitals. I know like the Rangers could easily just roll this and sweep them, but Rangers are susceptible. They're not great at 5-on-5. Great on the special teams, great goaltending, but in the playoffs, I mean, if you're not getting goals at 5-on-5, you might not be able to win.
I like the idea of taking the Rangers to start hot and the Caps to win the series, like he's saying. If you actually dig into the numbers on the Caps, I was just looking at some spreadsheets. You know, I like that. It does seem like they have a shitload of games where they got their shit pushed in hard, And then a tremendous amount of the regression piece is all these close wins. But in the short term, going into a playoff series, I kind of think you probably want a little of that juice going. So to Ryan's point, you know, blowout or fun upset seems like the way the Caps have been playing all year. So let's do that 9-1 sprinkle. That feels like a nice.
Oh, that's very fun.
Rangers game one, Caps series.
Yeah, or even just hold off and wait to see what the price is after game one. But I guess I'm just saying
counter correlation. Lock it in now. I doubt the price would get better.
Yeah, you're right. Probably 9-1 is probably the best you can do.
Because the Rangers are supposed to win. Now we do know, and this is more. It affects the NBA more, but when the thing that's supposed to happen happens, the price still does shift a little bit. So I'm sure that Caps will become longer dogs if they lose game one, but I still think it would probably not be 9-1.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably the best way to play it. What about
one more thing on that Rangers Cap series? They split the season series with both teams winning the home game. So, you know, could see Rangers go up 2-0, Capitals come back at home and tie it up. So keep an eye out for that. If you want to wait for Rangers going up 2-0 and taking the Capitals, it might be better than 9-1.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take exact series result. Rangers game one, Rangers game two, Hurricanes game three, game Capitals. Four. Sorry. Capitals game three, game four, Rangers game five, Capitals game six. And then you can, at that point, you're on your own. I'm sure that's going to pay nice.
Oh yeah. Exact result. I'm sure. Now,
Rangers, that's the theme of the playoffs.
Rangers had the most regular season wins in this past season. And we saw year before, correct me if I'm wrong, the Bruins won the most regular season games and then they got knocked out round one, right?
Correct. Yeah. The Bruins had one of the best seasons in league history. And then they went up 3-1 on the Panthers and the Panthers stormed back against them. So anything can happen.
It's that victory rat. Any other Sunday games jumping out at you here? Or maybe a series you like hitting on.
Yeah. I mean the series besides that Rangers one should be pretty good series. I do like the Panthers overall in that series against the Lightning. The Lightning have kind of dominated them recently in the playoffs, but Tampa Bay has had a lot of pieces fall off. Their depth isn't nearly as good as it's been in recent years. And the Panthers just added more depth from last season. They had that experience making the Stanley Cup final. So I do like the Panthers to take that series. I think it's around -175 or either that or the -1.5 games at +115. Could see the Panthers in six at +450. I like those in six plays because then if it gets close, you have the option to hedge out if you're into that, or you can just let it slide, if you will. Avs Jets should be a good series there. That's kind of a toss up to me. I do lean to the Jets, and then Preds Canucks should be a good series too, but I do lean to the Canucks as well.
Oh, I feel like I got to take the Jets. Winnipeg is in the mix. I got the Winnipeg shirt on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Winnipeg, I believe they swept the season series, including a big 7-0 win in Colorado a few weeks ago. So
yeah,
definitely look for the Jets.
They look to be, I mean, they're at home and they're only -112 on the money line for game one. Do you think there's any value in getting in on the Winnipeg Jets for this first one?
Yeah, it's a pick 'em right there. I don't hate that at all. After beating them 7-0, Jets have the best goalie in the league, Connor Hellebuck. Hmm. Avalanche's goaltending is completely up in the air with Gorgiev and Anunin as a backup. So, yeah, I like the Jets over the Avs.
Fade bad goaltending.
Yeah, is there?
Well, that's the good question, right? Like, which one of these long shot teams?
Yeah, who's coming in with the hot goaltender right now that we should be keeping an eye on, Gilbert?
I think that Semyon Varlamov is starting for the Islanders over Ilya Sorokin, who Sorokin's been one of the best goalies in the league for a while. But since Patrick Roy took over as the Islanders coach, he's kind of rode Varlamov a bit here. Varley's won 5 straight starts, looks like 7 of his past 8, hasn't allowed more than 3 goals in any of those games. But they're playing the Hurricanes. The Hurricanes are one of my favorite teams in this whole thing. They're one of my cup picks, so I'm not necessarily going to go with them. But yeah, Jets are an underdog despite being the higher seed. They're probably my favorite dog pick here. The Capitals +340 if you're looking for something spicy, or that 9-1 we talked about.
Ooh, yeah, that's fun. Kicking over to Underdog.
Capitals are 150-1 to win the cup.
That's insane.
For reference, the next longest odds are the Islanders at 50-1.
Yeah, I mean, 150.
They let them in the building.
Don't let them get hot. Over on underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN, get you the 100% deposit match. Tons of fun pick'em entries already up. Would love to get some insight from you, Gilbert, on something we like for this weekend. A little higher, lower action. Where are we starting off with? Maybe a little two player.
We got all the games.
Yeah, no, tons of options. What's jumping at you for the weekend?
Yeah, I got a quick two player one here for Saturday. Going to kick it off with Semyon Varlamov, higher than 29.5 saves.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, okay.
The Hurricanes in their four games against the Islanders had 46 shots, 43 shots, 40 shots, and 34 shots. Nice. So the Hurricanes are a team that forechecks hard, throw pucks at the net and hope good things happen. So I like that one a lot to him to go higher than 29.5 saves.
I like that because they also have goals against higher, lower at three, but 29.5 saves, that's just kind of a fun way of also playing the shot market, right? Because you're just saying, hey, I don't know if they're going to go in, but they're certainly going to take a bunch of shots.
This is actually a positive one for the Panthers.
Yeah.
Which is confusing for you. Well, it's a higher on the
Islanders. I mean, I guess it could be if the Islanders.
100%. I think what Gilbert's saying is he thinks the Panthers are going to crush, or the Hurricanes, sorry, are going to crush it, take a bunch of shots.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. Like even if he lets up, it doesn't matter if he lets up two or four goals. No, if you shoot 40 times, you're going to hit the over 20 or the higher 29.5 saves.
He just can't be so bad that he gets pulled.
Yeah. That's a concern. As always,
that is a concern because Sorokin is as good, if not better, of a goalie backing him up. So if he gives up three early, you could see Patrick Waugh with the quick hook.
That's quick. You know, can you imagine an NFL coach just being like, get the fuck out of here, Mahomes. That was a horrible quarter. Like,
I don't know if Varlamov is the Patrick Mahomes of hockey.
We have this every year. I feel like we're like an elite goalkeeper is somehow finding his way to the bench because
I think goalkeeping is such a mental aspect as well that like, if you get rattled, you kind of just got to pull them and
weirdos
and wait for their head to get right. They do seem like the weirdos.
Send them to the hole
of the hockey world. Right. Gilbert, the goalies are kind of like these oddballs.
Absolutely. You can't be a goalie for not an oddball. It's a requirement.
Yes. What are we pairing with? Semyon Varlamov. Varlamov. Yes. Varley. I just like how you call him
Varley. Varley's good.
Varley works.
Varley.
Varley.
Yeah. Just add a Y to any guy's name. And there's the hockey nickname for you.
Yeah, that is very hockey.
Yeah. But adding to that, I'm going to go with Brad Marchand, higher than a half a point. He's tormented the Maple Leafs in his career, 52 points in 53 career games. He had a point in every matchup against them this season. He's a playoff performer. This little rat just gets in there. He's on the top line with Pasternak. He ended this season he had a six game point streak that, you know, ended before that was last year's playoffs. But yeah, he's a big time performer. I think I could see that game having a lot of goals. So, you know, higher than a half a point for one of the Bruins top players, I think is a good pick there.
All right. I'm in, Ryan.
All right.
I got my first.
You feel razor sharp?
Yes. I got my first NHL pick'em in, and it's Brad Marchand higher a half points, like we said, and Varley higher 29.5 saves. Underdog Fantasy promo code SGPN. Get you the 100% deposit match. Kind of did a cruise by on some of these series, but is there a series we haven't hit on either in the East or the West that you think you got a good play on that we kind of haven't gotten to yet, Gilbert?
Dallas Vegas should be a good series. Dallas is one of the top teams. I mean, they were the top team in the West and they're awarded the reigning Stanley Cup champions for that. But I like the Stars in that one. They're only -130 for the series. They ended the year on a great stretch. Vegas, they're getting some guys back, but I don't know if they have the goaltending to keep up with the Stars. Stars have a really good mix there. So them -130 or -1.5 games at +150. And then, yeah, no, that's really all I got. Edmonton, I really like them over the Kings, kind of touched on that. Season series was 3-1 for Edmonton there. Edmonton's beat them in the playoffs, I think, each of the past 2 years. So I like them minus 1.5 games at plus 110 as well.
I was just checking out the hockey channel over on Discord.
Oh, epic.
There were some
the HGP goons are all over the place.
Well, they got very upset with me when I upped Mike Leach's security or Coach Leach's security over there in the Discord.
Well, we had to do something about we were getting a bunch of bots, but we got him cleared out. Hey, Mike Leach is the guy we named our bot that goes to war with other bots, Mike Leach. Coach Leach. So he sits down the troublemakers, but there was an adjustment period. You
it's good to have beta testers, and the hockey guys were immediately giving me feedback very quickly, but
Their chat. Right? Mess with it.
I was saying all of that to say that it might've been Gilbert that shared it. There were some sweet visualizations that I think originally came from The Athletic in terms of like probability and stuff. I mean, it seems like you just want to find a couple teams with a small slice and take a flyer. Cause although everyone I hear that covers the sport seems to like the chalk and kind of feels like it's like one of these chalky teams or the other, kind of hard to see someone getting through the gauntlet. So are you getting silly with any crazy?
Well, let's talk about it.
Before I need to fill up my cart and check out.
Yeah, let's give out some Stanley Cup finals, some future bets, maybe some long shots. Before we do that, of course, shout out to Unified. Whether you're a world class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well being, proper recovery for top notch performance. I mean, you know, these NHL guys are tough guys, but the Stanley Cup playoffs, it's brutal, it's intense. That's why they could use some Unified Healing. It's a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by the Energy Enhancement System, EE System. If you haven't heard of EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, rejuvenation. Whether you're here in LA or hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center, easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SGPN to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SGPN. No material testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. All right, let's talk about it. Some futures we like, maybe some long shot stuff. Gilbert, lead the way. The Capitals being 150-1. How do we not put $5 on that?
Yeah, I mean that's an insane price. 150-1. I'm seeing 200-1, 180-1 in other books. So
that's crazy.
Throw a dollar on that.
Yeah, like, come on. Yeah,
that's
it's hockey, right? It's still the sport.
I don't think they'll get it done, but like that's definitely not a horrible.
No, but bet. I mean they're in the playoffs and they're 200-1. Like, I even as a casual, like, explain to me
this is like UFL futures.
How there isn't some value there, right?
If they lose 0-4 and they're out, it's burning money.
No, but that's still money. But still it was worth the $5. Like, yeah, what am I?
All right, so
skip your daily coffee. Throw the coffee money on the Capitals, and you know.
Yeah, give them
instead of a Powerball ticket, buy a Caps.
Yeah,
buy
a Caps much better feature. Chance of the Caps hitting than you winning the Powerball. What else do you like here? Even the favorite, the Hurricanes, they're plus 650. So to your point, it's not as chalky as some of the NBA pricing. The Nuggets are all the way down to like 250 or something like that. Panthers right after them. Kings are 30-1. Although, interesting there. I always kind of find myself rooting for the Golden Knights, but you don't like them in that first series. They're 13-1. What do we like here, Gilbert, in the futures market?
Yeah, the longest shot I think that has a realistic chance of hitting here would be the Jets at 20-1. They have a tough matchup in the first round.
Yes.
against the Avs. And then if they win that, they'll have to either face the Stars or the Golden Knights. So it's a tough path, but I mean, they have Hellebuck. They have a goalie that can carry them. They looked good last year in game one against the Golden Knights. And then game two, they had some injuries and they lost in five, but I like that at 21. But yeah, besides that, I'm all chalk. I like the Hurricanes, the Stars, the Oilers, the Panthers. But you know, if you don't want to take, you know, 8-1, 7-1 or whatever, the Conn Smythe Award is definitely
this market.
Yes.
It's not like the Super Bowl MVP where it's just the quarterback, or like the NBA where it's just the star player. Edmonton, you can get McDavid 12-1. Draisaitl 40-1, I think is insane. That's a good price there. Hurricanes, Freddie Anderson, he's going to be a key for them going into the playoffs. He went on the IR back in November with some blood clot issues, came back in March. He's been on fire since then, only played 10 games, had three shutouts. He's 30-1 to win the Conn Smythe Award there. They're a very low scoring team, so I could see that happening. Andrei Svechnikov for them as well at 50-1. And then a guy you guys might know, Brent Burns, the big bearded Brent Burns.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
on the top power play unit. He's a key part to their defense. He's 250
to win the Conn Smythe.
Let's put so that's not.
Hold
a bad
on, we got to stop the show and get this one in.
I mean, I will that. Say the beard is. I mean, there's a couple great pictures of him missing a lot of teeth, and also donning just a beautiful, beautiful big beard. And you know, to the point, you know, it's a much better way to take Carolina, right? I mean, what's better, Sean? +650 or 200-1?
Yeah, let me do the math on that. Brent Burns, 200-1. That's crazy. I like that.
Yeah, I mean,
what book? Where are you seeing that at, Brent Burns?
FanDuel has it at two. FanDuel is the best book for Conn Smythe Awards.
Oh, okay.
DraftKings is pretty good too, but make sure you shop around for those, because like sometimes they're.
No, because I'm even poking around while we're doing this and I'm seeing some pretty big price differences here.
Just filling up the cart.
Shop around. A few more here. Stars have a few guys. Ottinger, 30-1, the goalie. Joel Pavelski, 90-1. He has the playoff experience. I don't know if he'll get it done. But then Jamie Benn, Tyler Seguin, two veterans, could come up big. They're both 250-1 as well, if you want to sprinkle that. And then for the Panthers, Sergei Bobrovsky and Matthew Tkachuk are both 25-1. Don't hate either of those. Sam Reinhart is 50-1. He finished second in goal scoring this season, so I think that's a solid play there as well.
This is me with MVP tickets. It's like Will Levis 150-1.
While we're here, get a little this. Yeah, it's like Girl Scout cookies. You get one, and then you're like, "Mom, I got to get some of this." No, I mean, I think it's a really fun way to attack, especially with the chalky stuff. To Ryan's points.
Oh, well done.
You know, why instead of taking Carolina at +650, try like three bets on some of the Conn Smythe. You might get to obviously can find a better price, and it's not. Now, does it always go to the winner? The Conn Smythe, Gilbert?
Yeah, I think it's very rarely gone to, like, I remember back in when the Flames had their wild run, or when the Ducks had their wild run, Sebastian Jaguar won it, even though they lost. But
it
normally goes to the winning team.
It's like the MVP. It's probably happened, but
unlikely. Ron Hextall won it when the Flyers lost in '87. But yeah, no one since 03. So in the modern era, it's always gone to the winner.
Hypothetically, who would win it if the Jets were to win?
Probably Connor Hellebuck, the goalie. Potentially Mark Scheifele. Potentially Kyle.
What's the goalie's price?
Let me check that out.
I'm just putting together a little.
Burns is the one that jumps out at me. Also, he's easily to identify when I'm watching the games. Which is helpful.
Let me get Hellebuck up real quick. He's 30-1. So yeah, that's not a bad price there. He's 30-1 at DraftKings.
All right. I got some stuff. Looks like I'm going for the Jets with a little sprinkle on Burn. I feel like my card's tilted.
Do you have Gilbert? Do you have an exact result? Like, give us your exact Stanley Cup. Who beats who in how many games? We're putting your feet to the fire here.
Hurricanes over Stars in six games.
Ooh, okay.
I'm two sure Southern teams. I know you're not going to be a fan of that, but two Southern teams.
So the Southern.
Well, there's teams, so many Southern teams in the playoffs, Ryan. That's
I'm
part
a Yankee.
Of the
issue. I'm not. I'm a Union soldier. I'm not.
I mean,
part
there's a NHL playoff series where it's between two Florida teams.
It's not right. It's
is that
not right?
Are the NHL purists enraged by that, Gilbert?
Some of them are, but like as I put in the Discord, like one of them's going to be out guaranteed. So it knocks one of the Southern teams out. At least
that's actually a good way to look at it.
Yes. One of the Southern teams.
Very glass half full of you. Very mature response. Are we taking the Northern of the Florida teams? Sean, are we Panthers? Is Panthers Lightning? Oh, Tampa's probably a little north. Oof.
Yeah, Tampa's north. Yeah, because they're in Miami.
All right, I'm ignoring the Northern rule for a couple series, but I'm mostly just going to take Northern teams.
Mostly riding with the North.
Mostly, maybe half and half. Maybe like Colby. I'm kind of little Benedict going on here.
Gilbert, any other plays you want to toss out before we let you go? Of course, make sure you tune in to the guys. Give them a follow on Twitter, HockeySGPN.
I would say
the handle on X, obviously. They're all super active in the Discord.
I recommend if you're, and I had this conversation happened with CJ yesterday in the office. Not everyone's a huge Discord guy, but I'm like, just trust me, CJ, as someone who likes to bet hockey come playoff time, you should just lurk in the hockey.
Yeah.
Channel.
You can hang out trust in the stands. Let the pros handle the picks.
Just
and
trust
chat.
Me.
It's a great Discord channel to do some lurking in. So make sure you check the guys out there at HockeySGPN over on X. Give them a follow. And of course, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Get in on the live chats over on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Listen to it later. Gilbert, any other final picks to give out here?
No, I think I went through that pretty good. Stars and Hurricanes are my two favorite picks there. And yeah, don't just lurk in the Discord. We might bite, but not too hard, you know.
What would enrage the Discord the easiest? Like if I came in as a casual and I was like, it seems like the Leafs are generally the team that catches the most shit, but then you have Talon. I feel like there's a stronghold of Leafs supporters, so you would maybe get some friends. What is the universal number one opinion? Like, what's a consensus opinion that everyone agrees on in the hockey Discord? Is there one?
Is there a Tony Romo sucks opinion in hockey?
Yeah,
I don't think so. Just don't come in posting like parlay slips.
Yeah, that is annoying.
Then it's just then you just get ran out and just no one responds to you. You get a bunch of bad emoji reactions and no one likes that.
Coach Leach doesn't like it either.
No, just spamming your parlay. Hey, if you're serious about building a parlay and going like, hey, I like this. What else do you guys like? That's fine, but no one wants just like spam screenshots.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
yeah.
It's go just in there.
Good conversation. Build some bets together. Have some fun.
Yes, and
I like the way you said that.
Yeah, come on.
It's all about community.
It's about the ride. It's about the hang, which is especially great there for hockey. Good times. And again, subscribe. Get in over there. Get ready for the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Sean, what are you locking in?
What am I locking in?
I'm not
in?
Letting you get off the hook. I got stuff.
Okay.
I got investment. I'm taking the jet. Well, I'll make an actual prediction.
Sure.
Hurricanes lose to the Jets in seven.
All right. You're really putting me to this, Ryan.
Well, I got picks. You don't have to. I got picks for both of us. You know what?
No, I do. Again, when he said longest shot that has a chance, I'm like, all right, I'm in on the, Jets. I'm in on the Jets.
Okay. So 9-1 to win the West, 20-1 to lift the cup, as they say. I don't have the exact price on Jets over Hurricanes in seven. When I lock that in, I'll make sure Josh includes it on the graphic. And then we're also going to take Hellebuck. I think I pronounced that right at 30-1 to win the Conn Smythe because he's the goalie that would be standing on his head. And then we like Brent Burns, his big beard and gap tooth. So him to win the Conn Smythe is 200-1. He's of course on the Hurricanes, who maybe he can take it down in a loss to the Jets. That feels like a healthy card.
So small sprinkle on the Jets. And then I do like the franchise in general, tons of playoff experience. Vegas Knights to win the Western Conference at 6-1.
Wow.
And the Vegas Knights exact result take down the Bruins and are once again crowned Stanley Cup champions, mostly because I want to be invited to the parade, Ryan.
I feel like what you just did was you walked up to the tent where all the Sherpas are on Mount Everest. Yeah. And they're like, this is how we're going to hike the mountain. You said, fuck give me that. You.
I'm taking everyone's oxygen tank. I know what I'm doing.
I got my own path.
I'll be one of those frozen hikers you pass years from now. All right.
Good. I got two quick long shots for Jets. Okay. Conn Smythe. Connor is 75-1.
Hold on. I'm adding this to the card. I'm officially adding whatever Ryan's about to say. Go ahead.
Kyle Connor 75-1 and Mark Scheifele 100-1, both on FanDuel there.
Scheifele.
Yeah.
All right.
70. Oh my God. All right.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green. He's Ryan.
I think I like hockey more than basketball.
Kramer, let it slide.